Hey y'all, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's After Show for This Is Us. We're on Season 1, Episode 9, called The Trip. We're going to talk about the holiday drama, the family drama that went down, and Randall's feelings of rejection, so get ready.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're back with This Is Us, Season 1, Episode 9, The Trip. And you guys, we had to put some upbeat music on here because we're excited to talk about it, but it was a little dramatic today. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane. You can follow me at Southern_Wit, and I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
Hey guys, my name is Amber Plaster. You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Amber Plaster.
We're missing the rest of the crew, but we're gonna hold down the fort today, and we're gonna give you a good breakdown of this show. What an episode. I don't even know where to begin. There's so much raw family drama in this one.
I feel like the episode is called The Trip, but it should be called hashtag still mad, because Randall is still mad this entire episode.
Yeah.
I mean, just even at the end.
I know. It's a lot, you guys, so let's dig on in.
Yeah.
Because immediately, he's writing, you see the show open up, he's like writing notes about why he's mad at his mom. He has all these different points to do it. I don't know. It's a lot to handle, because could you imagine, like, always going through 36 years of your life and not thinking that anybody knew? You've always asked for this, and we get so many flashbacks in this episode. It's kind of devastating, actually. If it was me in that position, I probably would have reacted exactly the same way.
I agree. I mean, I'm not adopted, so I can't possibly relate to that kind of struggle, but I can only imagine how painful that would be growing up, especially for somebody who's so inquisitive and smart and outgoing like Randall.
He just wants to know who he is.
He just wants to know. And I really like that we got a glimpse of this episode into Rebecca's struggle to not lose him. And it's almost none of her fears are logical, but they're very emotional. And they're emotional in a way that a lot of us can relate to. You know, we see her meet up with young William, who's like, oh, can we see him? Cool. Oh, my boy. And she's like, you could see her entire body just freeze up. And she was like, your boy? Like my worst fear coming true is someone trying to take away my child. Like, I already lost one. I can't lose Randall.
It's a lot. There were so many different storylines, too, with this. Because not only was it, you know, Randall feels betrayed, especially by his mom. But then it's like we see that Jack didn't even know. The dad didn't even know growing up that she actually knew who it was. And you also see all of her feelings kind of coming out. So with his feelings of like why, like lies and feeling like she kept something from him that could have really like changed his life, she's having these feelings of not wanting to lose control, like this fearful loss of her son that she's raised and that she loves dearly. Yeah. She's so afraid of that, which I think is so natural, because as we hear her say to Jack, she's like, what if they want to take him back? We don't have the right. Like, this person didn't sign away what happened. He just happened to give Randall up. So I get it. I get it as like a mom who wants that child of yours to love you as you've loved them and to not feel like there could be something else out there. I don't know. It's such a weird, hard, emotional relationship.
Yeah. I'm actually really surprised that Rebecca didn't share with Jack for the longest time.
I don't know if he knows.
I think we see him start to understand that she's like, no, there's
fearful.
A reason.
Right, but I still don't think she knows.
At this point, we don't know if Jack knows.
And it sounds like he doesn't, because towards the end of the episode, we see Randall say, well, he finally comes around. We'll get to that. But, like, you know, we see him kind of go to the cabin with his brother and sister. And I'm like, yes, I really want to see what they're like as 36-year-old triplets. I want to see what it's like for them to spend some time together.
Yes.
So I really love that they were going to do that. It was a nostalgic thing for them to go back to this cabin, which I loved. I thought it was such a fun little trip for them to do. Get Randall out of the house. You need to be there for him. You're his brother and his sister.
Get Kate out of the house. She just went through a breakup.
I know. I just think it was good for all of them to be together. I was very annoyed that Kevin invited Olivia, because once again, it's like, can't they just like sit there and like, I would have loved to have seen those videos and seen them watching them together, or to have some sort of like We are brothers and sisters. We never have time together. We haven't even hardly liked each other or talked to each other throughout their lives. It's like,
I thought
show
it was
me that.
Incredibly inappropriate that Kevin invited Olivia.
He obviously had to because we saw what happened, but it's just like... Yeah.
I was like, really?
But again, though,
your brother needs you right now.
But it's also his need of feeling loved. And he's finally felt that, like, oh, this girl likes me. Like, I feel something for her that I've not felt before. So I get him, like, wanting to appease her and wanting to, like, get along and wanting to agree. So it was just a whole mess of all of their, like, issues kind of coming out at once. You see Kate struggling with, like, how Kevin's being treated by Olivia. But then she calls her out on her issues. It's like...
I liked
that. The cabin needed to happen.
I liked the conversation between Olivia and Kate. And Kate was like, hey, what's going on here? You come into my house and you bring your, this
ex-boyfriend of yours.
Ex-boyfriend who you're currently still flirting with, which is completely inappropriate. Also, you weren't invited. What are you doing to my brother? I would have the exact same reaction. If somebody was messing with my brother like that, I would have her head on a platter.
Yeah, that's why I actually wrote down a lot of notes on that, because I was like, this is where you see they have each other's back, even when it may not be what the other person wants them to say. But they do. They love each other so much, and this is their way of showing it. Let's get Randall out of the house. Let's bring him here. Let's talk really about what I'm about to do if I do the surgery. Kevin, let's realize, like, this girl is not fully going to open up to you. She's not a kind person. She's quite selfish. Yeah, you can get a glimpse of her once in a while where you think she could come around, as we saw last episode when she finally walked back in after William was, like, laying down the law. But, man, it's just, it was needed. The cabin was needed.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Randall and kind of talk about his story, because it was kind of the overarching storyline.
Yeah, Randall, I mean, from what I said since the pilot is I've wanted to see more of the kids. I want to see more of the kids' history. I want to see more of the kids interacting with one another. If you remember in the pilot, they've all been separated in different cities. Now they're finally not only together, but they're, like, stuck in a cabin without Wi-Fi. It's, like, it's real, you know.
Yeah.
And it's I could watch, honestly, 3 more episodes of them hanging out.
And growing up, because you also see a lot of, like, insight into the dynamic, which has obviously carried on to where they're 36 years old now. But Randall, thanks to Olivia's ex-boyfriend, consumed some shrooms at the cabin. But you know...
The smoothie! He put shrooms in the smoothie, and it was so great. Like, the cut from, like, who drank my smoothie to Randall's face being like...
And he's outside, and he's hearing noises. But I loved it, because finally, what an interesting take to put Jack... As we know him in present day, because that's all we've seen of him back in as the dad of these kids. And then Randall as a grown adult, probably right around the same age, both of them, 36, 36. He's talking to his dad. I really liked it because it was a way to kind of see, again, I always praise Jack on him as a father.
Yeah.
Because you see how open-minded he was with anything with Randall growing up. He always really went out of his way to try for him.
Yeah.
He knew Randall felt different. He knew he wanted to learn more. And I think Jack always, like, kind of probed Rebecca about it. He always asked questions. He's like, maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do this to make Randall feel like he wasn't fully missing out on something.
Yeah.
Which is why he took him to the martial arts class.
So sweet.
That one made me cry, you guys. I want to hear what you all thought about that. Because to show, like, him being his dad and him saying, I'm never going to give up. And he kept doing the push-ups and he kept doing the push-ups. Like, Randall felt loved. And I think that's what we saw when we saw the flashbacks of him kind of seeing himself as a little boy. He felt so loved.
Yeah.
It was hard because when you think of your mom betraying you in that way. But then you go back and you kind of see, wait, though. It's so hard. If I was in his position, I just can't even imagine the multitude of feelings he's feeling about this situation.
For those of you who are just listening for the first time, we do have AfterBuzz TV as a podcast download. So please do rate it 5 stars on iTunes. And we do have the opportunity to have a live chat on the YouTube channel as well. And one of our viewers in the live chat, Casey, mentioned that the challenge that they did was called the I Got Your Back push-up challenge. And it is something that actually really happened. And they were talking about it on Twitter. And so I scrolled past it briefly, but a lot of people were blowing up Twitter talking about not only that scene, but the real people that actually did start that challenge with the men in their community. And I thought that super was really awesome. Special. I thought they invented it. I was like, this is how like visually stunning is the scene of these men, not only Jack, but also these other African-American
who
men
there for him.
Got on their hands and knees and were like, hey, I got your back. I'll carry you too because we're all part of the community. I was just like tearing up, just even looking at it, not even like hearing them speak and just like seeing those men supporting other men. It's so precious and it's so rare these days that we see men loving one another.
And look at how they're raising their kids to be those kind of men. I mean, it was just really cool to also see like so much passion and emotion and love behind it all, because you can see in Jack's eyes when he's almost crying, he's there for Randall. He wants him to feel loved, and I thought it was a great way to show this boy. And so when we're getting these flashbacks with Randall being older and we're getting him, he gets to see that stuff, it might take him a while to get past this, because I can't imagine that hearing that for the first time and knowing you could have, as he said, William could have played music at his wedding. He could have been there to hear his valedictorian speech. All those moments missed because Rebecca was afraid of losing him. And being a mom, I think that was what she was doing. It wasn't to harm him in any way.
But some people would argue that that William lost that right when he gave up his child.
And I don't even think it's... Yeah, I mean, I think people can argue that.
You don't
that.
Get to just have the good moments of your child and have somebody else raise your child for you.
Yeah, but I honestly think she took it as, like, a little fearful because, as he mentioned, he was in NA, Narcotics Anonymous. So I think that's already, like, a red flag for her as a mom. Like,
sure.
So that's something she's feeling. The other thing is she saw his excitement just to, like, oh, I have a cot where he can sleep and do all of this. And it's like...
There's not going to be sleepovers. He's not your son. He was like, oh, my boy. And you could see just her whole body. And you're like, ugh.
But I get it, because she's literally took this child home from the hospital. She has raised him so far. She's always known. But, like, the fear that what if Randall did like his biological dad? And what if he wanted to live with him? Like, all those fears. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was for her, as we see that weird scene in the cabin and her kind of running around and locking herself in and kind of keeping everything in instead of, opening up to the world, that sort of thing. It was such like a metaphor for her trying to keep control and maintain it.
That was an interesting scene in Randall's hallucination. I mean, he had a lot of hallucinations on the mushrooms, which I really enjoyed, and some of them were funny and some of them were just heart aching. But the one with kind of, he was like, loosen your eyes and look farther into your mom. And then, like, you just see Mandy Moore crushing the scene, just, like, totally heartbroken, alone on the couch. And she's just terrified. She's terrified of losing her family. She's Mama Bear. And she's never been more protective than she is of Randall. Because at any moment, Randall's parents, she thinks, can walk back into their life and take them from her. That's like, it's an irrational fear, but it's an emotional fear. And it's very real for her.
It is, and it's interesting because Jack is always kind of the sounding board. Whether he's there or he's in a hallucination, he's always a sounding board for people to kind of get the other point of view. And what he's trying to show Randall is, hey, look, your mom's human just like you are. The way that you feel betrayed, that's the way she felt fear of losing you. No matter what, there's love between both of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's eventually what helped Randall to say to his mom, hey, that must have been really lonely for you to keep that secret for 36 years, which is why I think Jack never knew. Because had he known, as we know, he's always an advocate for what's right, for what's healthy, he may have said, we need to have monitor time with William. He needs to meet his biological dad. So that's why I think he never knew.
Yeah. Because if I feel like when you hold on to any secret, whether it's, something that you're dealing with or a family member's secret, it's really lonely if you don't at least share that with one really trustworthy, logical person.
I don't know how she did it, because I don't think I could. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think. That's the whole point of relationships, right? You share the ups and the downs with people. And so for her to have kept that, again, her as a way of maintaining this control and the fear of something changing or something happening that she didn't want to happen, she held that in for 36 years. Kate didn't know. Kevin didn't know.
Yeah.
Jack, her own, like, best friend, husband, whom I cannot praise enough their relationship and how much I love them together, that it's going to be so devastating to see what ends up happening, that I just, gosh, it must be hard. And you see her break down at the end.
Yeah.
In her present day, like, at this point,
She's been holding in for how many years?
It's kind of falling down now. She finally can let that wall break down.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, but, Randall was raised by both of them to be a pretty awesome person and to actually, see other people's points of view and to be rational and to be logical. And he's hurt, but I have no doubt that at some point they'll come around and they'll be able to have these conversations and, like, hear each other. Because I think that's something they're both good at doing.
Yeah.
It's like hearing the other person, which sometimes is really hard to do.
I mean, I think it's amazing that William is still around in this family right now. I mean, my like I said before, I have two family members that were adopted, and they invited the adopted families in for high school graduations, mm-hmm. which was kind of a nice moment, and they kind of blended the families together. It was kind of awkward, but nice, but mostly awkward.
Yeah.
And you know, then they went home, and everyone was kind of like, oh, okay, it's hard bringing in another family into your family, and so I'm in awe of how well Beth and Randall have welcomed William into their home and into their lives almost seamlessly, almost like without bumps.
Which is why I think, because you see Randall and how open his heart can be, I have no doubt that right now it's raw because of what's happened, but I think that will open right back up to his mom, who he knows in the end he loves and adores, and she's been there for him. So that's why I don't think it's going to ruin the relationship, but I do think it's going to open up a lot of like questions. And what else has been kept from him, or what have they all kept from each other, which is like, especially what happens at the holidays in general, all the family drama.
Yeah.
So let's talk about anything else with Randall.
I'm just wondering if you think that Rebecca, Randall's mom, if her keeping that secret was motivated by selfishness or motivated by fear or a mixture of the two.
Both. Totally both. I think any decision you make has to be somewhat selfish, right?
I think it started out as selfish, and then I think over the years, since she had no one to bounce this idea off of, because she just decided that she had this terrible secret and she was so ashamed of it she couldn't share with anyone, that it just became a fear, and then it was no longer logical, and then it was just bigger than her, you know?
I think it was always done out of love, but it was also her protecting herself.
Yeah, definitely protecting herself.
From losing somebody that she's...
From losing another child. Yeah. Which is completely irrational. We all know that.
Right.
But, I mean, I...
Or is it? I don't know. If I was in her position, I don't know, by seeing how William acted about him, I don't know that I would actually feel that comfortable. Like, whoa, he's a little bit coming on strong here. Mm-hmm. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah.
Especially when you know Randall so badly wanted to meet his biological parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the interesting thing that we haven't talked about was when you see William tearing up and you see a book of poems for his son that he has written by William Hill.
So I wanted to actually touch on that because when we a little bit of trivia for you guys is that they renamed Kyle Randall.
Right.
So when he was a little infant, he was named
Kyle.
Well,
we knew that because of the book, Dudley Randall, that he wrote, which William had given to Rebecca back in one of the episodes. So that's
cool.
So I think he also felt like, oh.
So he knew.
He knew that she cared about his
She gave a nod. Yeah. She gave a nod to William by doing that. And so they named him after Dudley Randall. And Dudley Randall is an African-American poet from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And he founded the pioneering publishing company called Broadside Press in 1965, which published many leading African-American writers and poets. So I thought it was very fitting that
William wrote many poems about his son. Wonder if it was published by Dudley Randall and how it could come full circle. Who knows? But I do wonder when Randall will get that book of poems that his dad wrote for him. And I think that will also
give him... Oh, I think it's going to be after William passes away.
Maybe, but I also think no matter what's in it, it's going to give him so much like closure about that relationship, but also learn a lot of what he missed. And maybe Randall's feelings of Rebecca protecting Randall, or William's feelings of Rebecca protecting Randall from everything. Mm-hmm. I think it goes both ways, because I think William was probably fearful too. This is my son, I abandoned him, and then he's maybe going to come back into my life. All the things he's feeling now, I don't know what they would have been like when he was younger.
Yeah.
Ugh. Let's go on to the next family
member. Should we talk about Kate?
Yeah, let's talk about Kate.
And a very MIA Toby this episode.
That's her choice, and that's what's really sad about it. Because you see that she texts him all the little things that he knows, you know.
When she was texting him, and we see that screenshot of the little three pending text dots of doom, I was like, this is too real. This is too real. Don't you
and
hate texting?
Delete.
And you're like,
and they don't say anything.
Doesn't respond. And I'm like, oh, Toby, no.
Yeah, but it's not his fault. He shouldn't. He's protecting himself. She's now broken up with him because she wants something else. I think it's completely fair that he doesn't want to respond to her, or that, I mean, everything she's trying to tell him is like, you won't believe what happened with my family, and all these things that are very personal that they've bonded over, mm-hmm. that he can't be her person. As he said, he can't be that person. Yeah. If we're not dating, if we're not together, I'm not going to be the person you call to like talk about everything. All that does is create emotional wounds when you're going to be, you know, yeah. shut down because you're not together anymore.
Yeah.
So right now she's struggling with the decision of having gastric bypass surgery or not because of the plane flight and how scary it was, which, let's be honest, we all have those life's too short moments, so yeah. you got to think about what really matters. And right now this is really, truly what matters for her.
Well, I've been hearing on the Twitterverse mm-hmm. that the actress is actually contemplating actually getting gastric bypass.
Well, interesting, because I did read that Chrissy Metz, the actress who plays Kate, it was written in her contract that she would have to lose weight. So it is an overarching storyline that something will have wow. to happen. So that was written in. Like, she's very open and honest about that. Because obviously, if this is that big storyline, we have to see something happen.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I also love the moment, though.
I wonder how people are going to feel about that who are plus-sized and want to see plus-sized representation on screen.
I don't know that she's ever going to be not plus size, though. No matter, yeah. you know, it's still, I don't know. People don't know. Let us know. But I think it's a great storyline to show because this is obviously her personal struggle. And I also love that her and Kevin had that moment when she was obviously extremely upset with him. And he said, move and do it here. We'll be here for your brothers will be here for you. And I think that's what's so needed in this yeah. show right now is to see Randall, Kevin, and Kate be the big three.
Be the big three.
That's what I want to see more of. And I love that it kind of kicked off this episode where really they have to rely on each other right now. Yeah. Even when Randall's talking to his mom at the end and he says, not now, he goes back and gets in the car with his sister and his brother.
Yeah.
Like they have that relationship and maybe they haven't always leaned on it. I think we're starting to see that more, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was interesting to see. It was interesting to see Kevin stand up a little bit for Kate.
Let's talk about that. So not only did he stay, and he stood up to Kate, and he questioned her, and he said, are you sure you're doing this, or mm-hmm. making the right decision? Are you sure you want to do this? This is hard. This is scary. But he also said, but I'm there for you. And finally, I think we're seeing a role reversal there, mm-hmm. where Kate's going to have to lean on him, which is going to be great. But man, Olivia, you get a glimpse, and you like her for a second. But it's not okay, because I think that's like what Kevin, he's like holding on to that one moment where he felt something and he got that kiss, the best kiss of his life, as he shared.
Yeah.
But then she's leaning up on her ex-boyfriend and she's trying to close herself off. We obviously see what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I love that he said, especially after hearing the playwright, Sloane, say like she made her drive there instead of being there for her niece's birth.
Yep.
I think it was
interesting.
She didn't
make her, but you know, in the entertainment industry where everyone can, literally everyone, writers can be replaced. Everyone's replaceable. And so if the star of your show, the person who's getting you eyeballs and viewers, says, I think I want to go to the cabin for the weekend, you don't go, no, I have something going on. You go, yes, person who will continue to make my job easier. You just do it. And
It's just a bummer.
I mean,
and it was selfish. It was truly selfish and gross. And I think finally, Kevin.
And she knew. She knew Sloane had family things, and she was like,
she chose that.
What if we do this instead?
But that was the whole point, I think. That's what opened Kevin's eyes, because it wasn't Kate telling him, even though she told the truth, you know, she said things. And I love that she also admitted that the harsh things that Olivia said to her were also true, that it kind of went back and forth.
Yeah.
Saying what will really change when you do that, because you are who you are, no matter whether you're big or you're small or whatever it is that you want to change. Yeah. Are you happy with who you are before any of that changes?
Oh, she's not. No way Olivia is happy with herself.
And no way Kate is. And that's why it was such an interesting thing. Because if she was truly happy with herself and who she is, whether she has the surgery or not, I don't think she would have broken up with Toby. I don't think she would have been in that position at this point.
Yeah.
But it took Kevin hearing it a little bit more from Sloane and saying, oh, yeah, I had to drive here. I'm missing my niece's. And then he finally called her out, which I really liked. And he said, I feel sorry for you. And I think that's going to really hurt her, actually.
I think he did it to wound her, yeah.
I think he did it honestly, though, too. I think she will feel wounded by it because I think she knows it's true. And I think she's at some point going to come around and she's going to want to be with him. And right now it looks like he's with Sloane.
He is, which was kind of... a welcome surprise. I mean, we remember her from one of the earlier episodes, yeah. and she's really interesting. Fun fact about Sloane's character is, you guys might recognize that actress, Miliana Van Troob. She is the AT&T girl.
Ah, that makes AT&T sense. Commercials. Okay. Yeah. I did think she looked familiar. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Very cool to see her in other roles as well. And now maybe they're going to be dating.
Well, I think it's good, actually, because I think Kevin has that standard of, or thinking that he needs to be dating the most beautiful or the successful person, the person that comes across as this. Sloane's not necessarily that, but I think he saw that she had some sort of a heart, which Olivia is trying to mask. I think him getting closer to Sloane is going to make it worse for Olivia, because at some point she's going to come around and realize, man, he was right about me. She has to. At some point, that onion, like, the layers have to be peeled back for her.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the writers are doing on the show with Olivia, because last week we all kind of fell in love with her. And then this week
we were all like, no.
Yeah, we got a glimpse of loving her. And I think, you know, she is a guest star on the show.
So I think that's what's going to have to keep happening.
Or she could come back. We don't know. And I honestly don't know which I would put my money on.
Well, the best thing to me tonight, and I started it, was when they were playing the game, they were all sitting there and said, the person you're going to marry will be wearing a mask when you first meet. And how interesting is that? Because wasn't Kevin wearing such a mask in terms of, like, a metaphorical mask, trying to be this, you know, actor from L.A. and trying to be this whatever he was trying to be and show her. Mm-hmm. But not only that, she's wearing such a mask because something's in there. And we see little glimpses when William kind of gives her a little insight. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I thought that was a little bit of a foreshadowing with their relationship and how they both have had many masks on with each other at different times. But we saw a little bit of that realness tonight when Kevin called her out.
Yeah, I'd love to see him with somebody a little bit more grounded. I thought she was a good counterbalance to him, but
I do think she is, because I think they're both going to learn a lot about each other this way.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to be accommodating and kind, and then he finally was honest, and she's been honest with him many times and made him kind of, like, open up his, you know, and be more emotional. So I don't know. I think they're very good for each other, and I think that's why they kind of hinted at that.
Okay.
The person you are going to marry will be wearing a mask when you first meet.
Oh.
I think it's a metaphorical mask.
Okay.
There.
I like that.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Who knows? Is there anything else?
Let's see. Going through my notes here.
Me too.
I just wrote down a little thought about young Randall making up stories about his dad to the other classmates. That is, if you have anyone in your life that is adopted, like two of my family members are, it is a clear marker. Like, it is like, it will happen if your kids are adopted. They, like, 90% will, like, at some point in grade school act out, wander home and pretend like somebody else's home is their home, or tell their friends that their dad or their mom is not who they are. Like, they'll be like, oh, the cafeteria lady's my mom. Isn't that cool? And they'll kind of make something up because, like, in their little minds, they're trying to sort it out.
Make sense of something that's mostly an open-ended question for the rest of their
life. So I thought that was a really, really cool real-life little nugget of life of Randall's, because that does happen a lot is when you're adopted, you make up stories with your kids. And I don't think it's harmful. I think it's really good the teacher brought it up. From. Though, yeah. So that the parents could say something. I think that was good. But I was like, oh, that happened in my family too. So,
yeah, that's interesting. I think we'll see what happens here. Yeah. It's been a good episode because we've definitely like uncovered some of those layers and we're seeing it more.
I also love that Randall makes a list when he's angry. Like, he's already starting to, like, self-therapy
himself. I think that's so smart. It's so smart because you know those times when you're in the heat of the moment and you have so many things you want to say and points you want to get across and you can't? He took the time to take a step back, to write everything down, to really think about things. Mm-hmm. And then he came back and he actually didn't share too many of them before he said it must have been really lonely. He's such an interesting character, and I'm so excited
He's self-soothing.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, but I'm super excited to see the brothers and sisters, or brothers and sister, develop their relationship as 36 years old.
Yeah.
And keep getting those glances back into 8 and 15 and all that.
Yeah.
So looking forward to what comes next.
Yeah.
Do we have any news and gossip?
I think I covered all the little tidbits as we went along, as I wanted to go by character to character with a little trivia that I had planned for this episode.
So for sure, next weekend is the winter finale, so make sure you tune in. It's the last episode until the new year, so then you can go spend all the holidays with your family, since I'm sure it'll be nice and dramatic like this is us. What about predictions?
I think we do some predictions. We have a few people in the chat saying that they predict that Olivia will be back.
Oh, definitely. That would be one of mine, which I already kind of implied. I think they are actually going to grow so much with each other because they're going to start being honest. Oh, it's just good. I hope they are. I actually think they're a really good relationship because it'll teach them both a lot about themselves.
I'm going to make a crazy prediction.
Okay.
I predict that that William is not, he's going to pass on soon. And when he does, maybe next episode, that's when Randall will finally see the book of poems and get closure from his biological father. That might be too soon for that, but I feel like it would be a really intense episode of a cliffhanger, and we know that next episode is the break before we have a little bit of weeks in between for the next January episode. So
I definitely agree that the Book of Poems is going to come up
once he passes,
but I almost wonder if it's going to come up randomly through Dudley Randall's publishing or whatever, and somehow come up that way
where
he finds
that.
It and he says, oh, or it's left for him or whatever it is. My other prediction, which I already said. What did I say earlier?
Olivia?
I'm losing my mind. No.
Kate's weight?
I don't remember. I don't remember. There's so many. But I do think that this is going to be a great way for us to see the siblings become closer, and we'll see more of those stories. I don't really know what I think else is happening besides there's no way still do I believe that anything bad happened between Jack and Rebecca for him before he passed on.
I'm starting to feel that as well.
I just don't see how it's possible with how great of a dad and a husband he is.
Oh, man.
But Miguel, there's going to be more to that.
Okay, then I predict that we find out how Jack dies on the season finale.
I think they've got to give us something big, you guys.
Not the Christmas finale.
But they still have to give us something for this. But the season finale, we'll have a lot more answers.
I think we're going to find out on the very last episode, and we're going to be like, what? Until season two.
Well, you guys, tell us what you think, because this is what the show's all about. Honestly, we all have such good opinions. Where can everybody keep up with you, Amber?
Yeah, you guys can tweet me your predictions and thoughts about This Is Us and everything at Amber Plaster. You guys can also follow me on Instagram at Amber Plaster.
And you guys can catch me at Southern_Wit on Twitter and Instagram. We love chatting about this show. There's just too much. So we can't wait to see you next week for the winter finale.
Thanks for watching and listening, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.